Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Thomas Blau, a Dominican priest stationed at St. Patrick's, but he kind of moves around and covers for a lot of priests throughout the diocese.
I'm pinch hitting for a lot of priests when they want to get away. They just have to call me and we try to work them in.
Yeah. Yes. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for the great gift of the Eucharist and Holy Mass. We ask, O Lord, that you inspire in us a greater love and a greater hunger for the presence of Christ in the Eucharist. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're talking about the sacraments and the Eucharist, and certainly the Mass, as you mentioned, is public worship, really, of the New Covenant. And the idea that there is a difference between the public worship of Mass and, say, our private prayer.
Sure.
How could you help us to maybe understand that distinction?
The Mass and the divine office are what's called liturgy. We get it from the word liturgia, public service, liturgia, liturgy. And there's a difference between liturgy, which includes the Mass, of course, and my personal prayer, my private prayer. Very quickly, because there's really one conclusion I want to get to with this, the need for Mass. That's what the conclusion is going to be. What are some differences between liturgy and personal prayer? The words that I use, I'll just bring up four. The words I use in liturgy are not my words. They're the words of the church. Mm-hmm. I'm representing the church. Now, that means I'm representing him at the altar, but also in your pews. Parents representing your families representing your street, your school, your clubs, your job. All that happens at Mass. So that's the words in Mass, in liturgy, are not my words. They're the words of the church. In personal prayer, it's my words. I can say what I want. I can't really say what I want with the words of Mass. It's not mine to play around with too much, if at all. The second is the place. Mass is always in a sacred place. It can be said elsewhere. I had the joy of saying Mass in my parents' living room when they weren't able to leave as they were getting older. But personal prayer? Anywhere, everywhere. It can be anywhere, okay? You can do it in your car. You can do it in your room. You can do it out in the woods. It's personal prayer can be anywhere. Are there people present? Well, at liturgy, yes, there has to be, okay? There has to be a liturgy, especially the liturgy of in a parish, things like that. There has to be people present. It's a communal event. It's us. It's always plural. Personal prayer, rarely is it done in public. You know, Jesus says some things about that for some types of people. How about bodily posture? For Mass, there's a regulated body posture. Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. We're Catholic, you know? It's a little bit of a workout at Mass.
Yeah.
For your personal prayer, you can do anything, okay? You can sit in the corner. You can go for a walk. You can be in your favorite chair. So it shows you some elementary differences of liturgy and personal prayer. Now, what happens if you have personal prayer but no Mass? What happens with a lot of folks when they have that personal prayer but no Mass? You see, we go to Mass whether we feel like it or not. It's not about us. It's about God. There was an old statement, "You're so vain, I bet you think this Mass is about you." It's not about you. It's our duty as creatures to worship the Creator. And so if we don't have Mass but we've got personal prayer, our personal prayer begins to be judged by how it feels. Okay, remember, because you do Mass whether you feel like it or not. Mm-hmm. So it stretches us. But if we have Mass and in general no personal prayer, then Mass doesn't flow out of that hour-long time. It doesn't flow into the rest of our lives. And the spiritual life becomes unapplied. Because very often the priest is not going to be able to apply that gospel to you individually. He may be talking to the grandparents. He may be talking to little kids. He may be addressing an issue. So if you don't have Mass in your life, liturgia, liturgy, then personal prayer becomes a banquet of emotions. And I don't feel close to God, okay? Our emotions flux. That's not a good litmus test. But if you don't have personal prayer, liturgy, Mass becomes unapplied. It becomes a formal thing that you do over there versus something you live out through your day in your personal offering up your life, your own offertory, your own consecration of your life, your own communion with God. So personal prayer and Mass, they're two sides of the same coin. When I hear people having problems with prayer, I always ask, how are you doing with the other coin? You know, how are you doing with the other side of the coin? If you're having trouble in your personal prayer, I say, how's your Mass thing doing? How are you? How's your faithfulness? If you're having trouble at Mass, I ask, how's your personal prayer doing? Because they're two sides of the same coin.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Father Tom Blau of the Order of Preachers, also known as the Dominicans. You know, it strikes me, the last thing that you said is, you know, the times, and I can even think back of when I was a layman at Mass, where I came, where I maybe I hadn't been praying as I should have on my own. And I came to Mass, one, not just somewhat distracted from the Mass per se, but also needing to really break off almost from the community because I needed to address certain issues with the Lord privately.
Yes.
And that in itself is a whole nother distraction. You know, like, and I wonder if there isn't a routinely, you know, like routinely a connection between a lack of private prayer and a greater kind of suffering through distractions at the Mass.
Yes, if you're doing private prayer, it's because you want to, and you're gonna put aside some distractions. You've got that screaming kid, deal with that youngster, you know. But it's like in anything. If you want to get in shape through exercise, you're going to devote the time, and you're gonna prioritize what are real distractions, and you're not gonna let them get to you. Okay. For us, if the emergency phone goes off, that's the high priority. You've got to jump on that. Other than that, no. Same with Mass. If you're not practiced at, in the middle of a prayer, if you're not practiced at saying, I'm not going to address that, I'm not going there, then they might be connected that way.
Yeah.
The other thing with Mass and distractions, and I get this from some of our spiritual greats in the Catholic Church, is those distractions actually might be the Lord directing you to pray for something. You keep thinking about, how can he wear that type of coat at Mass? It may be because he needs prayer, or his family needs prayer.
Yeah.
If you keep thinking about that budget that you're trying to finish on time for work, it may be God wants you to say, Lord, help me with the budget.
Yeah.
Help my team with this or whatever. Pray your distractions, but you practice staying on task by having your personal prayer spiritually and doing spiritual things.
One of the other things about, I guess, public worship in general is the public nature of it. So sort of this communal aspect of our relationship with Christ, you know. You beautifully mentioned in our last segment about friendship. You know, the Mass is kind of this place of friendship with God. But there's also sort of a communal setting there, too. And why is this sort of communal public worship so important?
I think that because the covenant, I think one way to talk about it would be to go back to the covenant. We have been saved. There's so many people that are responsible partly for getting me to where I am right now. Definitely my parents, definitely my family. We've got a hardworking family, you know. Parents, faithful, married for 65 years, I think. I'm hoping I'm shortchanging them a year there or so. Teachers and everyone else. And so many people got to me. It was a we event. I'm the end product of a lot of people getting involved in being good examples in their prayers. So in my response, I shouldn't forget that. I'm still part of the we. In this community, the people around there, charity is of the essence in our life. Charity is given through grace of the sacrament. It's the life of God, they say. Charity, God is love. And you don't love as a monad, as a singular off in the middle of nowhere. And so rejoicing with one another to come and love the Lord and worship him through the prayer of the church, there's something good there. It is our future. Going from home to church to worship God is our life in miniature, isn't it? Going from this life, our home, to that distant shore, life with God forever, where we're going to be standing rank on rank with other people, singing and worshiping God. That is in our future. So we practice that, in a sense, whenever we come to Mass on Sunday.
Thanks. Now, how, you know, with the kind of building on this communal nature, of course, you know, some people are tempted to reduce the Mass to just a communal celebration,
yes,
like a gathering.
A gathering, yeah.
I mean, how do we kind of avoid falling into that danger?
It, I think the way I do it is when I played team sports. This comes to mind. When I played team sports, it was a joy to do this thing together. We're in this together. We're doing it together. One thing we saw when no one was in the church and we were doing homilies from a pulpit to an empty church is how bizarre that was. Mm. That was just weird, even with the camera. No one's there because we get strengthened by the yes. You know, we get concerned by the no. You know, we laugh when any kid cries. But we needed people there. It showed that even preaching is a communal thing.
Mm-hmm.
That we are made to be with one another, and your presence at Mass encourages the person next to you that, yes, you've made the right choice getting up this week. Yes, your priorities are correct being here to worship. Yes, it is good that you put in the effort to get there on time. And we receive the same when we see other people at Mass. So we are, in fact, strengthening one another's spiritual life. And then when we worship, singing and reciting to the best of your ability, we're doing this together. And there is a certain team element that we, with one voice, are worshiping God.
Well, thank you so much, Father. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Father Thomas Blau. And until next time, peace and all good.